In this mini devotion entitled God's Love and the Death of Jesus Christ, I'm going to talk about what happens to our bodies when we die as Christians. I think this will be a huge encouragement to you. When we die physically, our body goes to that so-called pine box. My Uncle Ott was right about that. But he just didn't realize our spirit and soul do live on after death, because we are eternal beings. Since our spirit and soul live on, what do they mean? What does that mean? Because they live on, we need to know what soul and spirit means, since they're eternal. To be honest with you, it is very hard to tell the difference between spirit and soul in God's word, so I just won't deal with that here. But I think it's pretty obvious the difference between body and spirit. So let's talk about that for a few moments. James 2:26 tells us that it is our spirit that gives us life, because the body, James says, the body without the spirit is dead. Our spirit also is our inner self. In other words, our personality, our thoughts, our emotions, what makes us us. In other words, what makes you you will live on and on and on. Isn't that a neat thought? That we're eternal, that when our loved ones die, when we meet again, they'll be who they are, who we love. Let me try to explain how I think we will be in eternity, at least near the time of our physical death. I mean, eternity is forever, so. But anyway, remember, we will be living with Jesus. We won't be in limbo. We'll be alive with Jesus. That's very clear in Scripture. Our soul and spirit lives on. That's pretty clear in Scripture too. So we will be ourselves. We seem to have memories of our time here on this earth. We also are going to know each other in eternity. I think we will also watch what is happening on this earth, at least some. I'm going to give you some verses that kind of sum up what I have been talking about, how we'll be in eternity as Christians. Read when you can Matthew 22:32, Luke 16:19 to the end, 2 Corinthians 5, Hebrews 11 through chapter 12:2, Revelations 6:9-11. And of course, there's more verses talking about eternity and how we will be. But I want to encourage you. You look at Scripture. You believe God's word, not me. Because God's word is his words. My words are my words. That should sober you up to read God's word. Then sometime in eternity, 1 Corinthians 15 tells us our bodies will be resurrected as bodies who are suited to live in heaven with God. In other words, we will get our bodies back, but these bodies will be renewed. Scripture says they will be immortal, imperishable. I like that word, imperishable. Incorruptible. Oh, ladies, especially those of us over 40, we are going to be super women, have super bodies, wonder women. Our new bodies, well, they'll be gorgeous for eternity. Also, I know some of you suffer from awful pain and you're crippled because of this earthly body, and that one day, no more, ladies, no more, you will be dancing in eternity with Jesus, with this heavenly body.